This is Joey Ryan, and you're listening to the Massive Buds Wrestling Show.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Massive Buds Wrestling Show. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Stoner Keith. Hi,
We got to give a shout out to our listener friend, Dave, who did comment that he loves Stoner Keith. Dave Moffitt.
Right on, Dave.
Big fan of Stoner Keith.
Thank you. Big ups. Thank you, Dave.
So we were just talking because our friend Tim Harris is headed to MegaCon in Florida, and he was saying that John Cena, Shinsuke Nakamura, Alexa Bliss, and Braun Strowman are all going to be there, and Tim is exhibiting at MegaCon, so if you are going to be at MegaCon, check out our friend Tim Harris with his awesome, he does iron artwork, like welding and shit.
Oh, nice.
Fucking dope. He makes all these cool little sculptures, metal work. And, yeah, check him out. Tim, hit us up with the name of your booth, like the name of your company, because I don't know that off the top of my head. I just know Tim Harris. He's an awesome metal artist. He's a metal artist. You want to hear a funny thing that happened?
Tell me a funny thing that happened.
Tim and I were in this. Oh, by the way, this is our first episode since fucking Mania.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We've had a lot of shit happen.
Yeah, a lot of shit going down. It's been busy schedules, a lot of shows.
Also, I like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Finn, your dog.
Dog passed away, yep.
May you rest in peace, Finn. Blazing for you.
Peace out, dog.
Stoner dog.
Good dog.
May he rest in eternal stoner bliss. Are you fucking feeling that?
Oh, it's the thing.
Are you sure?
It's the table, yeah.
Okay, I thought that was like an earthquake. We've had a lot of earthquakes
we've
lately.
Had a couple, yeah.
There was one up in NorCal like yesterday.
Yeah, and there was one down here. What was that?
Well, that one woke me the fuck up at 4 in the morning. Yeah, fuck that earthquake. I woke up, okay, no joke. Okay, before I tell the story of New Orleans and me, And me and Tim in New Orleans. $80 for an autograph, $90 for photo op with Cena.
Ooh.
So that's $170
for a
photo and autograph.
Ouch. Nope, that's too much.
Just for a photo, you wouldn't pay $90 for a photo with Cena? I wouldn't
Fuck
either.
Fuck no. Fuck
autograph?
No.
What about for your boy? What if your boy's like, Dad, all I want for my birthday this year is a picture with John Cena. Please, Daddy.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's for my boy, but
for your boy.
Yeah, for my son, but on a realistic note, that's outrageous.
Here's the problem.
Cena is one
okay,
of the
but
top
here's
dogs.
The problem. Here's the reason why they do this. One, because they can. Two, because if John Cena came to a convention center and said, "Hey kids, I'm giving my photo," and I guarantee you he would do this. But if John Cena said, "I'm giving my photo for $5," and I guarantee you he would, a million people would show up, and there would be fighting, and people would wait, and he'd have to be there,
forever.
And then he would feel bad.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, the second he left, if there were still people in line, murders would happen.
I've done that.
So that's why
I did a free signing with for Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
In Great America.
And you see how crazy those
And I waited in line for, like, 3 hours. And they were literally going to cut the line off at the end. And yeah, people were getting pissed. And I do see that. But that $90, I do see. Which with that price, you cut out the people that aren't willing
because
to pay that.
Because they can.
You get the super fans.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not the fact that I'm not a Cena super fan. But I just think that's just outrageous. $50 is max.
Who would you pay $90 for? Anybody?
Andre the Giant.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I mean,
well,
we're talking all the time, though.
I paid $80 to meet the Hart Foundation, and I say that was worth it because they're my favorite tag team of all time.
How many did you see, though? The Hart Foundation. So you're talking old school.
Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart.
You got two. How much was that?
$90.
So you figure 45 each?
Yeah.
That's under 50.
And then I paid $25 to meet and take my picture with Bobby Heenan, and I got an autograph.
Yeah, see, that's reasonable.
I paid $25 for a photo with Papa Shango in the makeup.
Nice.
And that was 100% worth it because Papa Shango is my favorite. And those are the wrestlers I've paid money for. Other people like Colt and some of the things, I'll buy a shirt so I can take a picture with him. And
the shirt's different, though. You're getting a product.
You're getting a product, but straight up pay for picture. I don't know. I get it. I get that that's how they make their money, but it's just not something that I'm willing to do.
I get it too. And I guess I would pay for it more if it was an actual picture they were handing me.
Well, these ones,
but these are picture with your, well, okay, you get a printout. Well, that's like, cool. Yeah, okay, I can go for that. That's
yeah.
A
these
bit
are the professional photo ops.
And some of these people this is are a like, hey, give me.
See, but these ones, the ones that Tim's talking about at MegaCon, this is a professional photographer. You know the ones you
see. That's straight. I'm
like
straight
a professional
for that.
Yeah, photograph. That's $90
because you got to hire somebody to come in. This
these are the. This is not at your table. This
with
is not
the,
that.
With your own phone, give me a picture.
That was $50, Ric Flair. No, these are professional photo ops, professional background, like your class picture, you know, but with like a prom picture with your
prom
favorite
picture
wrestler.
With Ric Flair, huh?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I bet you for $90 you could say Yosina prom dude, pose. For, he would do it.
I'll tell you
okay,
what.
Okay, Tim.
For $90.
Tim. Okay, now I will. Tim, you have to do that. You have to pay $90 and get a prom pose with Cena. You know he would do it. Tim, you have to do that. Please, dear God, you must do that. You must pay $90 to get a prom photo with Cena. Holy shit, that's worth $90.
Yeah,
I would pay $90 right now. I have $90 in my bank account. I would do it right now.
I better be wearing
if I could take a prom photo. Oh shit.
I'm just a
yeah.
cheap bastard though.
If you dude, I'd pay $90 if you got to put Ric Flair's robe on.
Oh yeah, dude. Give me Ric Flair's robe.
And take a picture with him? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I'd pay $90 for that. I'd pay, you know what? If I could take a picture wearing Ric Flair's robe on, I'd pay $150. I'd go 150.
Yeah, you'd go 150.
I'd go 150 with him and wearing a robe, and he's wearing a robe. If we're both wearing Ric Flair robes, me and Ric Flair wearing robes, and we're both doing,
yeah,
oh my God,
yeah,
that would be
that's
my, that's your Facebook
bucks.
Profile yeah. photo forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Cause that's the best one of all time. You and Ric Flair wearing Ric Flair
that's
robes.
That's $150. I'd pay that.
Cause that's your Facebook, that's your profile photo for everything forever. Because guess what? You just won. You just won for life. If that's your dating profile, because if you can't get laid off of that, you need to evaluate your life. If you can't get laid off a profile photo of you and Ric Flair wearing Ric Flair robes, if he hasn't done this,
depends
if he's not
it depends
done this,
on what,
how has he not done
who
this?
Who you're getting laid by.
Dude, come on, fucking shit.
But either
dude,
way. Either
all I'm
way,
saying
yeah,
is if he hasn't, how has he not done this? He has to have done this.
So read me over the prices again. It was 70 and 90.
80 and 90.
And that was just
for
Cena?
90, that's for Cena.
Okay, so what about
do
we
know
Strowman? Is that
for all each one? I'm assuming that's for each one.
So yeah, you're looking at about $500 for the four pack.
Okay, Tim, you need to get a prom photo with Cena.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All right, so let me tell my quick story, funny story about Tim and metal artists. And so we were in New Orleans, and let me tell you about the Wednesday night before WrestleMania in New Orleans, because it's not access yet, so it's like the least amount of fans in there. All the wrestlers are there because they drive in from SmackDown, so they get there on either late Tuesday, early Wednesday morning. So Wednesday night is the night we discovered where the WWE wrestlers get fucking crazy. Like, fucking
really?
Crazy.
And how did you find this out? Can you say?
What?
How did you find this out? Can you say? Did you stumble on it? Did you?
We seriously, okay, so I will tell you exactly what happened. This story's nuts. Tim and I's Wednesday, so I fly, Tim flies in, Tim spends the day walking around New Orleans, and this is Tim's life because he always does this shit. Oh, Tim says it doesn't say for the other ones, that's just for Cena.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's less.
Okay.
So,
so anyways, you're walking out 350 after Cena with everybody.
Definitely, 100%. I'm assuming something like that. So, Tim, before my plane lands, Tim has met the Hardys, fucking Paul Heyman, sends me a picture of him and Big Cass and Jeff Hardy. I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, and that was just like Tim hanging out at a CVS.
Dang.
Like, they're all out and about because the fans aren't really out yet in force.
Yeah.
Except for the diehards that are there on Wednesday because we're going to go to a show on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
because Bloodsport was at 3 o'clock on Thursday. And so, me and Tim, I'm already like getting all hyped up because Tim's just sending me all these crazy pictures. He's like, all the wrestlers are out here, bro. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be dope. So we get there, we get checked in, we get that. I unpack my edibles. I immediately take like an edible, like a whole cushy punch. No, I took two cushy punches immediately. And I'm like, let's fucking party, because we don't have to do anything till 3 o'clock the next day. So I'm like, let's do this. I'm not gonna drink, but I'm gonna get high. I'm high right now. In an hour, boom, it's boom, it's slam town. I'm like, Tim, you don't even know what's about to happen. So we go out to Bourbon Street. Well, first we went to go eat. We went to this awesome po' boy place. Oh yeah, dude, that Wednesday night was nuts. So first we go eat. Then we go to eat to this po' boy place. We have these awesome po' boys at this bar. It was really good. The service was excellent. I forgot the name of the place, but we were walking around and like everybody was so nice. We met this college student lady that like just helped these two strangers. Like she was so nice. I'm like, oh God, Southern hospitality is real. And like, I don't know, Tim's from Texas, so he's used to that shit. But I was just like, people are so fucking nice. This is great. And like, I don't know, I was having a great time even before like the weed kicked in and we like went somewhere. So then the weed kicked in and then we went to, my friend Amber's apartment and just hung out, and she lives like out in the like, you know, like not as nice area. But it was just cool to see. I'm like, this is New Orleans, and like meeting people, talking to her neighbors. We had a really good fun time. I was just really high. And then we went back, and then Tim and I went to Bourbon Street. And this is like at like midnight, and like shit is on.
Like, popping, huh?
We just immediately start seeing all kinds of wrestlers and famous people walking around. And like just crazy. We go to this place called The Swamp, and we run into Janella and Penelope, and we're hanging out, and Janella's like, look, and up on the balcony is like Samoa Joe, Bray Wyatt, Mojo Rawley, like all these guys, and they are shit faced. And Samoa Joe then throws a bead just right at Tim and I's like heads. And we're just like, what the fuck is happening? This is crazy. And like, it's crazy. It's just crazy town. And like, and then we're like walking around with Janella. We run into, this is when we ran into Dustin, Chuck E. T, and I'm talking to Dustin. I am extremely high. We run into a ton of people from PWG. Drunk Joe is sober, has shaved his head, looks very normal, and is coherent. And I'm like, I must be really high, because I'm in New Orleans, and Drunk Joe is not drunk.
You're like, I'm going into a warp zone.
And I'm like, what is happening?
The next thing I know, someone's going to tell me Trump is president, huh?
Yeah, right? And, so then I go up and start talking to Chuck E. T, and then a dude is next to him, and somebody's like, that's Lindsay, and I'm like, yo, are you Lindsay? And that's the one thing you don't do! Oh. And he looks at me like he's gonna kill me, and he's like, yo, can I finish talking to my friend Dustin here? And Dustin just starts laughing, and I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I just turn around and walk away, and I'm like, Tim, we gotta go. Oh, we ran into Noelle Foley. Tim was very into Noelle Foley. We ran into Noe Jose, who once I reminded him, remembered me from the performance center.
Really?
I kept doing that shit. The next day, Tim and I were getting food somewhere, and then we were waiting for an Uber, and Robbie Brookside and some dude from the Performance Center walk up, and I'm like, holy shit, Robbie Brookside, what's up? And he's like, hey man. And I'm like, yo, do you remember me, like, Performance Center, I did things, like, and then he's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, I tell him how much that meant to me, and like, by the end, like, we had like this moment, I'm like, this is fucking crazy. So I had this in the whole week with like, nice, WWE people. And like, fucking, no way, Jose, like, basically implies to me that he's going to be on Raw. And I'm like, I don't think you were supposed to say that. And then Tim and I are talking to David Starr, and Tim's like, and David's like, I'm wrestling Hiroshi Tanahashi tomorrow night. And I'm like, what? No, you're not. And he's like, yes, I am. And I'm like, are you fucking with me right now? And he's like, no. And then the next night, Dave, because they don't really announce the lineup for the WrestleCon Super Show, out comes David Starr, and he's in a match with fucking Hiroshi Tanahashi and motherfucking Suzuki.
Man.
It was the craziest shit ever. That Super Show was nuts.
Nice.
Penta, Phoenix,
Penta fucking, put on a good show no matter
the
what.
The fucking They're best crazy. Friends, Flip Gordon, Golden Lovers. Where Tim and I were at the top of the bleachers, and we could look directly into the room where they were planning their matches, I watched Golden Lovers and Chucky T and Flip Gordon plan out their whole match. They were like doing kind of the moves to each other and like planning out spots. I watched That's them crazy. Plan out a match.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. It was so amazing. So the coolest thing that happened was that after... So we went to Bourbon Street, and then Tim's like, we should walk over to the WWE hotel. And so we were walking, we walked over to WWE hotel, and we immediately see Paige outside, and we're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then like, she was with like her boyfriend or something, so we didn't really say anything, but she was like, smiled, and we were like, yeah. Like, cause like, Paige is beautiful.
Oh yeah, Paige is
She's
hot.
Like, insanely beautiful. Like, we both are just like, bleh.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
We kinda hung out a little bit, we didn't see anybody else, but like, yeah, it was crazy. So I'm like, so then we're walking, and I see Mikey Gordon, and I'm like, holy shit, Mikey Gordon, and he's with fucking Victor.
Nice.
Yeah. He's with fucking Victor from the Ascension, because I guess they train together. And,
no shit.
Yeah, and so then Mikey's like, what's up? And so we start talking, I introduce Tim to Mikey, and then Mikey introduces us to Victor. And then when I introduce Tim, I'm like, yeah, Tim's a metal artist. And Victor assumed like heavy metal, like, and we had like, oh no, like metal, like actual metal. So then like Tim and Victor end up talking for like 20 minutes while Mikey and I just kind of catch up, and like, Tim and Victor are like best friends now, I think.
Nice.
I don't know. It was really cool.
That's tight.
But yeah, so hat tip, Mikey Gordon.
No shit.
I can't wait for that Fish show. I bought my ticket already.
The next one coming up?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Because
Teddy Hart, Andy Brown, are you fucking kidding
me?
Yeah,
that's gonna be a
good
one.
I'm there. I'm there, dog.
Andy Brown's tearing it down.
Andy Brown
all
is tearing
here.
It down. That rhymes. I like that. Andy Brown, tearing it down. Andy Brown is tearing it down. Oh, dude, we got to tell him about that.
Yeah, there you go right there,
Andy
dude.
Andy Brown is tearing it down. Beetle, if you're listening, you got to tell him that. I know you listen, Beetle. Andy Brown is tearing it down.
Message.
That's his new slogan. That needs to be a
that's
shirt.
A, that's
that's
a good
shirt,
one, huh?
Dog. Andy Brown is tearing it down. That rhymes.
You can't get a better gimmick than that.
Oh,
I like that.
Tim says they ended up talking about metal music because of that. But yeah. Yeah, it was dope. Just talking, it was insane talking to Mikey Gordon and Victor at like 2:30 in the morning in New Orleans. It was dope. Look at all those thumbs. Look at all those loves. Look at all that.
Much love, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the love.
Thank you.
I'll hit it back right now with a dab.
I forgot to put the timer up. Where are we at? Oh, we've only gone for like 20 minutes. Time is a flat circle right now for me. So I guess, like, I don't know, what should we talk about in this episode? Seeing as how we've tried,
behind, huh?
We're super behind. I think we
it's
just
almost like just starting from scratch.
I mean,
huh?
I guess I don't fucking
shit. We could start talking about some weed for a little bit.
I mean, let's talk about weed.
I got some Dutch cookies right here that smells really nice.
You didn't send me a picture for those, so they're not on the menu right now.
No, we don't. We don't. We're still waiting on the photographer to come back with those. He came back the other day.
Yeah.
Or he came over a couple days ago and we did all new photos, all new shit, but we got a great photographer. He just takes his time.
His sweet time.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt Portals.
Well,
we got that going on. You know, we've just been smoking on this crystalline here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just been good, man. But PWG, yeah, we can start with that, man. That was a great show, 420 PWG.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, I mean, I can do a quick, like, I'll do the lightning rounds. Well, we haven't talked in a while. We got these new Bread Farms jars.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We've got the new Dad Man wax. You got Brass Knuckles cartridges. We've gone high-end shit. Okay, so Tim Harris, if you're going to MegaCon, we want to give shout-outs to Tim Harris, our friend Tim. His company is TM Art Specialties. He's going to be at booth 419 at MegaCon. And if you need prices, hit us up. You can go to our website, use our contact form. You can call us. The email is realkindmeds@gmail.com. You can hit me up directly. Hit me up directly. If you need prices, hit us up, Daniel.
Definitely.
Hit us up. Hit us up directly. We do not list prices on our website. Our website is for, what would you say, educational purposes only.
Educational purposes and for, promotion. I can't think of the word. Not promotional.
Enrichment?
Enrichment. There you go. We'll go with that for now until I can think of something else.
Medicinal?
Medicinal enrichment. Enlightenment.
Is that the correct term? Medicinal enlightenment? Yep.
It's good to know.
Medicinal enlightenment.
I like that. That goes for now.
So that's why we don't list prices. You got to contact us directly. Just hit me up. Just direct message me, Daniel. Just message me on Facebook. I will give you prices, yo. Tell us what you need. We'll give you prices.
I'll let you take the reins of the lightning round.
Okay, lightning round. Well, first, we're talking about weed still. Tell us about this Dab Man Shatter. I'm a big fan now.
That was what we got the last episode canceled on. Was it this stuff?
No, we got that canceled on the crystalline.
No, but the last dab was this.
Yeah, but that wasn't what did it. I was already destroyed.
This was the camel that...
If you want to see what we're talking about, watch the previous back. Facebook Live video where you can watch me go from sort of stoned to so stoned, we can't do the show, I can't get up out of my chair. I was just having a nervous breakdown. And so I needed to dab.
And you dabbed heavy.
But that was just from like, I was really, what was that one? I've been having some bad times.
And just loaded up on the wax.
And then
the crystals.
But then last week there was a shooting outside of our school. Not in the school, but at the time I thought it was happening in the school, and I'm dealing with some post-traumatic stress, you could say.
That's what the weed's for.
It is. Weed is getting me through.
And if you watch the episode, you see it gets into
it. It does, but I just can't function.
Sleep that night.
If you want to watch me just go from zero like to non-functional.
He looked like that guy right there. That's exactly what he looked like, Mr. Dab Man. But either way, yeah, these Dab Man shatters are really, really good, man. It's been a nice change. You know, nothing against Sticky Icky. They're really, really good. Hopefully they'll get back up in production, get things running again. They're moving in a new county, so they gotta follow new laws. But these Dab Mans have been a really good one. I've been really impressed with them. And I just love the label. The label's awesome.
So I did want to talk about how we went to, but just a quick rundown of shows. That I went to at WrestleMania. I went to 12 shows total. GCW, Matt Riddle's Bloodsport. That was nuts. Suzuki, low-key, like, still insists that because he kept his deposit from GCW. So fuck low-key. I'm glad he canceled because that Suzuki-Riddle match was dope. And I don't need to see low-key Riddle. Fuck that match.
Riddle makes anybody look good. So.
Yeah, well, fuck
Low-Key. It doesn't really matter. I've never been a big low-key fan.
I can be a big low-key fan. I liked him in Impact. That's one of the reasons why I watched Impact was for low-key. Low-key and Christopher Daniels in Impact.
Christopher Daniels,
holy shit.
I was always a big
AJ
fan.
AJ Styles.
But low
key, the three of those guys?
Low key, I could always give or take with him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I was always...
You like the more the theatrics, less of the...
I don't know, just low-key, just, I don't know, for some reason, he just never really did it.
Oh, the damage for the weekend for Mania? My hotel room was the major damage. It was, like, a lot of money. but then the ticket was that we bought, you can listen to the episode, but it was $895, which I found out, though...
Tell me, was it worth it?
Oh,
100%. Now that we're sitting here afterwards?
100%. But I had quite You're the welcome. Experience. No. But I will never do that again.
No, well, it was, you know what?
Never
it's,
again.
It's one of those things.
But
you do.
You know what
once.
I did? I did. The guy next to me was drunk, and I'm like, "Yo, can I see your ticket?" The guy immediately next to me, $3,000. So that's how much those seats were.
See, there you go, right there, man.
I got mine for $895.
Yeah.
I was in the beyond rich section. It was some upstairs, downstairs shit. I was like, I want to go back to my people who are not... They were yelling. They were chanting at the cameramen to, like, move. And I'm like, those people are doing their job. They don't need you being assholes. And I'm like, they're not going to move.
And they're not going to care about you.
They don't give
either.
A fuck.
They would care more about Vince McMahon yelling at them.
Yelling
why
at
the
them.
Hell
like,
are you moving?
Yeah, you guys are... They're like, why aren't they moving? I'm like, because they're doing their jobs, you fucking rich assholes who entitled fucking people. Oh my god.
That's funny.
Oh my god. Yeah.
But no, you know what? I did the one WrestleMania and I was happy.
Yeah.
It was like bucket list check done. Did.
And then I sat on the floor for Raw and I actually really enjoyed that.
That looks nuts.
It was
from what it saw on TV. It
I mean, you
crazy.
Could see me on that Raw. Like, you saw me.
Yep. And the Raw after Monday Night, or the Raw after
it was good.
Is always
it was
the best.
Really good. I was super bummed. I didn't get to go to the Raw after Mania. Did I go to the Raw after Mania last year? Yeah, I did. It was 2 years ago. Ever since I missed the one in Dallas, I'm like, I'm never missing it again. And so I haven't. And I just I love it. And then being right on the floor for the Raw after Mania. And yeah, right on the rail, and I was on TV a bunch, like during people's entrances. If you go back, you can see me during almost every entrance. I'm by, there's two girls, cosplaying as Bailey and Sasha, and I'm standing right behind them. And I'm wearing a Real Chi Med shirt.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So Real Chi Med shirt, Raw after Mania.
But no, that's always the great Raw. I remember my favorite one was when Shawn Michaels lost at Mania and Triple H, pretty much, you
it
dropped
like,
the
Shawn Michaels dropped the ball, and then
the
like
ball.
That was the beginning of like the
of DX, yeah.
Well, that was the real. I would say that's the start of the Attitude Era. That Raw right there.
Yeah,
that's it.
Before then was
because that was Stone Cold as champion. That was DX as we know it. Is like the DX getting ready to invade.
Yeah, they don't talk about DX. It was Shawn Michaels.
Not really.
Blades
I
China,
mean, a little
really.
Bit.
Because they were
and Rick
bad.
Rude. I mean,
and they were
just
bad.
Raunchy.
They were
raunchy.
Horrible. That's why.
Like just super raunchy.
Do you remember when they read that letter on TV?
Yeah, just straight
we
up.
We will not say ass fuck. Yeah. Blah, blah. Yeah. I was like, oh my
and
god.
And a lot of homophobic gay jokes.
Dude, I remember hearing what's it, Jerry Lawler calling Goldust a tranny and
well,
a faggot.
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh my god. Yeah. Nowadays, you wouldn't hear that shit.
No. Well, you would from Jerry Lawler because he's an asshole.
I'm sure, but I mean, you wouldn't hear that on national TV on USA.
Jerry Lawler, who when people are like, why is Jerry Lawler an asshole? And like, he on his like one of his first podcasts, he talked about how he was stunned that people expected him to treat women the same as men. He's like, they want us to treat them the same as men. God damn it. And I'm like, dude, go back to 1960 and just stay there, please.
Stay in the South.
Yeah, and in the South. And maybe fiddle some more 15-year-old girls.
Yep.
Because people are adamant that, like, that got exonerated. I'm like, he did admit to being in a hotel room with two 15-year-old girls. Let's never forget that. He admitted to that part of it, and that alone to me is like, why was Jerry Lawler a 50-year-old man in a hotel room with two 15-year-old girls? They're not just hanging out having ice cream. I'm sorry.
Maybe that's why they call him the king.
It's dude, look at all the women he's got to have a giant dick, right? He has to.
I can't. You know what?
Why else would you hang out with that man?
Can't be Giant Joey Dick? Ryan's. So big, so strong.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Laura Claire James.
Money.
I mean,
it's money, though.
You think Lawler's got a lot of money?
Well,
it's not too high. We're high, but not too high, Steven. What's up, Steven?
It's not necessarily having the money. It's the illusion of having the money.
Well, Ric Flair doesn't do the illusion well enough because everybody knows that it's an illusion.
Yeah.
Because Ric Flair is, everybody knows that that dude's like more broke than any of us.
Well, how was he limousine riding? Was that on Bill Watson on Bill?
Bill Watts and on credit cards, yeah, and he blew awesome. All his money.
That'd be awesome back in the day.
I mean, he was making like millions of dollars, but he spent faster than he could earn it.
Can you imagine that?
Because he was living that gimmick. You can't do that. You gotta be Mick Foley sleeping on people's couches. So why do you think Mick Foley doesn't have to worry about money? I mean, he tours around because he wants
he's going to
PCW. And because he's, well, that was all for charity.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, he doesn't have to wrestle anymore. If Ric Flair could wrestle, I guarantee you he would.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be out there wrestling, and it would be horrible.
His flabby ass would be flabbing everywhere.
But that would, I'm so glad he's not, because I can still enjoy, because if he did that, I don't think I'd be able to go back and enjoy his stuff as much.
He needs to be a full-time manager. If he's going to come out, he's got the mouth.
Tim is not a fan of Ric Flair. He's mad because Ric Flair wouldn't take a picture with him. Steve, yes, we are both going to bar. We are going to bar with the Human Tornado.
Yes, yes, rolling the bar.
We'll be in the sesh outside. RealKaiMedsport20.com.
Or in the pizza place before.
Yeah, but now that you went, I'm very jealous you went to Big Walk today.
Yeah, I had to go to Big Walk. My daughter's been bugging me.
You had to go to Big Walk.
My daughter's been bugging me since her birthday.
You should have said, yo, I'm going to Big Walk. I would have gone. I would have driven myself and paid for it.
I didn't even think about it.
Of course you didn't.
You know,
why would you? It's fine. I'm like, why would you? You're at dinner with your family.
Yeah, when you have kids, you just worry about getting them out of the damn house.
No, I get you. It's not a big. I love Big Walk, and I haven't been in a long time. And now I want that. But now I want that pizza. But every time we've gone to that pizza place, they fucked up something.
No.
We've had a really bad luck with pizza places, because we went to that place you wanted to go to.
I was straight confused on what they wanted to do.
And they just kept giving us the wrong thing. And I'm like,
here's
a personal pizza. Here's another personal pizza. And I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing?
I wasn't so upset about the whole mixing up the order. I was just confused on what the hell they were doing.
It didn't make sense.
It made no sense to me at all.
I'm like, that's why I was like, lady, give us what we ordered. She's like, no, we already gave you this one. I'm like, yeah, but that's not my problem. Give us what we ordered.
I was straight confused as fuck. And I was high, so I was just
give us what we ordered. She's like, this is a better deal. I'm like, lady, we're both stoned. Please just give us what we ordered. We're very confused. We're not mad. We're just confused.
But you can see that's probably why it was so empty on a Friday night at a pizza restaurant.
So we went to, where did we go? We were going to EWF. So we went to this place called
EWF,
Boston's.
That's what it was,
We were going to EWF. We went to this place called Boston's, and we order a small, like, all. It was this crazy meat pizza that looked awesome.
It was pretty damn good.
It was good, except so we order that, and we order some pepperoni sticks, and we get so they come out with a personal version of it. And we're like, we ordered a small because the small was like 12 pieces.
Yeah, and then they give us
We're like, okay, can we get what we ordered? They're like, sure. And then like 20 minutes later, they come back with another personal pizza. We're like, what the fuck? And they're like, no, this is, and then the lady came out. She's like, what's the problem? This is better. We're like, but we ordered a small pizza. Please, because Keith and I are both Hi. It was so we're just like, we don't understand what's going on. Please give us our small pizza. She's like, no, these two personal pizzas are better. We're like, but we didn't order two personal pizzas. We ordered one small pizza. Give us our small pizza, lady.
By that time, I was full off of everything else anyways because they had staggered everything. So it was just kind of like, why are you even bringing me another pizza?
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck is this?
I'm already done eating almost.
And then, you tried to give it to me, but I'm like, I don't really want it now because I'm just over it. And like, it was very confusing. So Boston's, I think no on Boston's. Where was that?
I think Fontana, Ontario, somewhere.
We're somewhere near Fontana, and it was like in the middle of nowhere. I was like, "Who lives out here? Where are we?"
I think it was Fontana.
It was like Fontana Rancho area.
The new track houses are out there.
That's just so far out there.
It was
like, "What the fuck are we?"
Well, we drive pretty far to go to a wrestling show.
We do. We need more stuff in the Inland Empire, goddammit.
Shit, Southgate this Friday is going to be a mish.
Fuck.
But it's cool, I ain't tripping. Just LA's a bitch.
Can we go to Big Walk on Friday? No, because we got to leave, like,
yeah,
as soon as I get off work.
Yeah, we got to get out to LA, because that's going to be traffic.
Fuck.
I've never even driven out to Southgate, so I don't even know.
It's not that bad.
As long as you don't got to get on the 405. 405 was a bitch.
605.
605. 405 was a bitch.
405's always terrible.
Yeah.
You and Sean, I was like, if you guys don't make it to 420 PWG, which we'll talk about in a minute, that'd be terrible.
That shit took us fucking 1 hour to go 19 miles.
That's why I told you. That's why I'm so glad we split up.
Oh, trouble's coming out.
The dog in her Wonder Woman costume.
But yeah, that traffic up there in LA is a bitch.
I need to get this dog on camera. Come up here. Ha. Here's our dog.
Watch out, she don't pee on you.
Oh, don't tell me that after she jumps up on here. Here's the doggy.
Here's Burp. The thing, that's always the chance you're taking with her.
She pees.
She likes to do that.
Nervous bladder, is that what you call it?
That's what it is. It's a very nervous and excited bladder.
Nervous bladder? That's okay. I have a nervous bladder.
It's an excited one, too.
Daniel Hernandez says, don't you live here in San Diego? No, we live up in the Inland Empire, bro. We drive down to San Diego.
That's a mish.
Yeah, it's a mish.
Those are the ones that I haven't trekked down to.
Yeah, you gotta come down to Ground Zero and Fist sometime, Keith.
It's a far show.
I know, but it's fun. We have a fun time. We go down to the donut bar.
I've seen that place outside
the South Park.
I've seen that place on thing. They had some, what is it, French toast donuts there I saw.
Oh, dude, they're all bomb. I love the donuts.
Yeah, where they dip the donuts.
Daniel says he made it to PWG on 421 and got to sit next to Sean.
Nice. 420 was the show.
Steve says, quick review of WrestleFair. Knox Pro at the end was cool. The actual fair could have used more.
Really? So, yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
I just don't understand Rikishi putting himself over.
Booking himself to win.
I could have told you that was what was going to happen, but that's why nobody takes Knox Pro seriously.
You know, he's going to be at, what's it, EWF on June 1st,
I know.
Too.
He's probably going to win whatever
he's
thing he's
gonna
in.
Probably going to win there too, huh?
I hope Fidel Bravo's ready to get the stink face. Oh, God. That poor man. I'm sorry, Fidel.
Oh, man.
Yeah, who's going to get the stink face?
You know what's worse about the stink face? An old stink face.
It's an old, sweaty, hairy.
Sweaty, hairy.
Can you imagine that just, like, in your face? Can you imagine?
Because, I mean, at least back in the day, he probably had to at least groom it and keep it up. So, you know, because of, you know, professional courtesy.
Daniel, we usually go to the donut bar before the show. We'll make sure to invite you next time, for sure. Yeah, but that's still, like, a dude's ass in your face. I don't care if you shower immediately before the match. Do you know how much you sweat during a wrestling match?
I hear you. Yeah.
And you know that dude probably had like major swamp ass, and then you're just shoving that right in somebody's face? Good God, man.
And now,
why did anybody agree that? There had to have been a stink face bonus. They had to have gotten more money. They had to have. I guarantee you.
Think all those people got more money?
They had to have gotten a cash bonus. They had to have.
Like what, $50?
There's no way I'm letting you put, I don't care. I would have been like, I don't care if I'm under contract. You're not putting that ass in my face unless you pay me cash money. If Vince McMahon gave me $500, I'd probably take that stink face.
Okay.
Yeah. $500 cash.
You guess how much it was back then?
It's gotta be at least $1,000. Oh, I would say $1,000 to stink face.
Man.
I want to know. I bet you they didn't get anything because Vince is an asshole.
That's something you got to hit on Reddit.
Fuck, hit the gross. Reddit questions. Disgusting. We can ask Rikishi June 1st. Did people get any kind of bonus to take the stink face?
That's funny.
But he's like all like kayfabe, so he's not going to talk about that.
Tell you nothing, dude. Yeah.
He's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about, brother. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Hey, fuck. Take.
Yeah.
Take the stink face.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a stink face from Tori. Oh, come on, Tim. Jesus. That's different.
We could run down a whole laundry list of names there of wants, but...
Okay, well, then we went to the WrestleCon Mark Hitchcock's Memorial Super Show, which was amazing. And then Tim went home. Well, he didn't go home. He went to a convention. So then I continued on with myself, but I met up with tons of good friends, including our friends Mike and Shelby from Kansas City, friend Derek from Chicago, Papa Hales, and our number one traveling fan, Making Towns guy, Jeremy.
Nice.
And little Eric, and man, so many people. Like, so it was great. The thing that made me love New Orleans was the fact that at WrestleMania 30, I went and I didn't know anybody, so I was just there by myself, and I loved it, but I was by myself the whole time. Here, I was never by myself, like hardly ever.
Grip of heads there everywhere.
Because I was just meeting up with people, meeting up with friends, tons of people from PWG. Well, Tim said he lost his voice on Friday. I completely lost my voice Saturday after Pancakes and Pile Drivers. My voice was done. But let me talk about, we'll get there. So we had Chapter 66 of Progress. That was a great show. I got to talk to Jim Smallman, of the founder of Progress, for like 20 minutes. Nicest dude ever. WWN Live Venue was fabulous. It was cool, super easy, great to hang out with all the wrestlers. The hotel that everybody was staying at was like right next door. We had awesome smoke sessions over there.
Nice.
Shout outs to all those people. I'm going to keep it on the DL, but shout out, you know who you are. I mean, I guess we can say Riddle, right?
Right.
Riddle smokes places. He puts that out there.
Yeah, everybody else.
Everybody else, I think. Keep it on the low, low. But yeah, shout out to Matt Riddle, who was a great, fun person to hang out with all week. Little Eric.
Matt Riddle's always a cool guy to hang out.
Shout out to Little Eric and his dad, Sexy Eds.
Sexy Eddies, man.
Steve.
Best edibles in town.
Best edibles.
Fuck Corova.
Dude, I had a 400 milligram. You can get the Sexy Eds. We still got those Snickerdoodles, right?
Yes,
in stock.
Do. Snickerdoodles in stock, 200 and 400 milligrams.
Do you have any gold standards?
No more gold standards out of those. Probably back next week.
1,000 milligram brownies, people. We each ate half on 420.
They're good.
And then we did dabs and we smoked 420. Was fucking
was
crazy.
Was a great PWG.
Holy shit. I did a 400 Snickerdoodles when I picked up the order, and last Saturday at Mab Pro, well, I guess that was two Saturdays ago now, and I couldn't stop talking. You can ask Little Eric. I talked for the next, like, As soon as that kicked in, I talked for like 6 hours straight. And if you watch the video of that show, what you'll see is little Eric looking probably annoyed, big Eric laughing because like big Eric is stoned. I'm really stoned. And I feed off of Eric, like, laughing at all my jokes, and he's so stoned, he laughs at everything I say, so I just keep going, and having that captive audience is wonderful. And little Eric got so annoyed that he went and sat in the front row, because that's what he does. And Sean was over in the front row, because he bought front row, because Sean got high and got front row and forgot to even tell me he was getting front row or ask me if I had money for front row. And I'm like, I'm GA, bro, and he's like, oh. So we had our awesome GA section with Brian and Eric, big Eric and little Eric and little John. Little John was being loud as fuck. Shout out to little John, who also let me take his dab rig on my camping trip, which I then,
that's a lifesaver, right?
I there. Broke it the rig? With the torch because it got too hot. Because I didn't realize that the fuel was like cracked, and then I broke the whole thing. It's fine. I replaced it. I got him a new. The nail survived because it was a quartz nail, but the rig
quartz is strong.
The rig itself did not survive.
Yeah, quartz is strong.
So I got him a new rig, but I got the nail. It's fine. The nail survived, and that was a lifesaver. He also saved us. We were able to do some dabs with some cool people in my car at 420 PWG because of his rig, because we discovered that the Prius battery was not strong enough to power the e-nail. It did not get hot enough. We're not able to hit. You could hit it a little bit, but it was not hard enough, especially with the not crystalline. Like especially with the crystalline.
You hit a higher level.
Like so, but once Little John saved us. He had his rig, and we got
torch, butane, all boom. That stuff.
Shout out to Little John, not the rapper. Little John, our friend. People are probably like, "What, all Little John?" We all have nicknames. So, Little John, Little Eric, Big Eric, Brian DeBrain. Shout out to Brian DeBrain. He makes all the cool PWG posters, trading cards. The PWG trading cards you see out there, that's Brian DeBrain.
Really?
Oh, except no substitutes. There is an imposter out there, and I guess that's okay, but Brian DeBrain is the original PWG trading card maker. And he's not out for profits. He does it for the loves. On Friday, I did all WWN stuff. Hung out with Eric all day. Got very fucked up. Just very, very fucked up. Also,
cushy punches last, don't they? It's a nice long high.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Atox for driving us places. Shout out to Papa Hales for giving me a ride. And Jeremy. Shout out to Mike and Shelby. Shout out to everybody who saved me money, because the Uber from where we were all staying in New Orleans in the city to Kenner, where WWN was, $24 one way, and that's non-surge. And then when it surged, it was like a $200 ride.
Are you serious?
It surged to like $150, so I was like, fuck that. So I was able to get rides back with Atox and with...
Dang.
the ride... After spring break was over, was like 100, 150. So I was like, fuck that. Fucking Jeremy saved my ass.
Dang.
Shout out to Jeremy. Well shout out to Papa
might
House.
Might as well go old school and
call
a cab. Call
a cab.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was nuts. So then Evolve 103. I thought that was dope. WWN Live Super Show Mercury Rising. That was fucking dope. Riddle Ospreay, holy fucking shit. I would say probably match of the week, possibly match of the year.
Nice.
It was dope. Janela Spring Break 2 was just fucking insane. If you're going to watch any match from that, watch John, Carl, John Pierre, John Carl Willett.
Yeah. The Quebecer guy.
Quebecer, yeah. He was nuts.
Making a comeback.
Oh my God. Him and Walter, that dude, watch that match. I I don't know how that, he gave it everything and then some times a thousand. And that dude, I want to, like, he's the toughest old man I've ever seen in my life. And because Walter just murdered him. Murdered him. It was Walter's crazy. A beast, too. And then he was doing, like, fucking flips off the fucking top rope and he dove off of something else. He was doing these crazy dives. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. He was crazy. I loved it. It was such an awesome match. And then Janela and fucking Great Sasuke was just...
off the chain, huh?
Off the chain.
So you paid the big bucks to get him to wrestle out here, did, huh?
It was worth it.
Well, worth
and then
it,
they
huh?
sang karaoke.
No kidding,
they
huh?
sang It's My Life at the end.
Nice.
Because Sasuke loves karaoke.
Well, yeah, all those Asian people love karaoke.
That's racist.
Well, I hate to be like that, but you know,
they invented karaoke.
I used to go to...
No, it's true. I went to China. They all love karaoke. I'm just joking. I'm being an asshole. I'm being an asshole. What are you doing? Uh-oh. The gate is open. The dog got out. So I'm talking. Dude, you say you lost your voice on Friday. Tim, I lost my voice on Saturday so bad. I couldn't talk during WrestleMania. I couldn't cheer during WrestleMania or Monday Night Raw. I had to give the thumbs up to people and make eye contact. And Finn Balor, God bless his soul, during Monday Night Raw, because he was right in front of my face, made eye contact and gave me the thumbs up back, because that's the man that Finn Balor is. He's the only one, though. Only Finn Balor made eye contact with me and gave me the thumbs up back. I was kind of thinking maybe they would think I was, like, a deaf person, and so they would be nice to me, but I don't think they thought that. They were just like, look at this weirdo giving the thumbs up sign. So, did he get... You need to fix that gate.
Yeah, it's my steps out there.
Alright, so, just spring break was amazing. Then, in the morning, Pancakes and Pile Drivers 2. Pancakes and Pile Drivers 2, the Indie Summit, was so great. I love that show. It was my favorite show of the whole time. Because, one, Mike and Shelby, and... they got me, and I forgot their friend's name. Shit. What was his name? He wore a zebra onesie. He was awesome. Johnny. I think his name was Johnny. I forgot. He was awesome. But they got me a front row seat, and it was dope.
Nice.
And we had so much fun, and it was fucking dope. And Marty DeRosa and Colt teaming up against Joey Ryan and Session Moth Martina. She's from Australia. She's amazing. She's like the female Joey Ryan. She does like a vag flip. I don't know what she calls it, but she does it. Yeah. So she's like the female Joey Ryan, and they teamed up against fucking... And Marty DeRosa had this amazing singlet, and... him and Colt, and he did a fucking top rope Hurricane Rana.
Nice.
Frankenstein, or whatever you want to call it, on Joey, and it was amazing, and he didn't die, and I yelled so loud that I lost my voice. I lost my voice cheering for Marty DeRosa, because it was so amazing. And Amanda was right there with us, from Amanda from PWG. And from APW, she lives up in the Bay Area, and it was just so. It was a great show. Kicked off the show with Strickland versus Cobb. That was nice. The first match.
Nice.
It was fucking dope, dude.
I love Cobb.
Cobb is the best.
Cobb's the man.
He's so nice. He's fun to hang out with. He's so funny. You know, I don't know if you've met Desi, but she's amazing.
No.
And I finally got to meet her, and she's so funny, so nice. They're just such nice people. And, like, I'm like, man, you'd be, if you smoked weed, you'd be like the best bro. But I don't hold it against anybody if they don't smoke weed, but I just wish certain people smoked weed, and I wish Jeff Cobb smoked weed. Cause he's already like the chillest dude ever. Can you imagine getting stoned with Jeff Cobb?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jeff Cobb, if you're listening and you want to get stoned, let us know. RealKaiMeds420.com.
That's dabs for you.
You know how to get a hold of us.
Yep.
Just talk to Riddle.
You know where to find us.
You know where to find us. Chosen Bros losing their tag team championships.
Yes, in a fantastic fucking match, God. Too.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. We'll get there. This is not a very fast rundown. I'm sorry. Fuck. Then I went to Combat Zone, which as soon as I get in there, fucking Peter Avalon, Suede Thompson, and fucking Douglas James in a match.
Nice.
They were on CZW. It was dope. It was so great to be able to see those guys. Great to support our boys.
Local guys, yeah.
DJ said it meant a lot to him to hear me cheering for him. Because I was in the front row, and I was loud as fuck. You know me, I get loud.
Yeah.
And referee Jeremy Marcus, another one of our SoCal boys.
Yep.
Seeing all our boys out there, man. It was great. And had a lot of fun cheering. And after that, my voice was done. It was over. It did suck that they couldn't do real Combat Zone death matches, but they were good matches. I'm just like... And then Takeover New Orleans was Takeover New Orleans. I mean, it was incredible.
That was a fantastic show.
That was my favorite. That's my favorite show. Favorite non... I mean, Pancakes and Power Driver's favorite non-WWE show. Because I have to say that Takeover was just... That ladder match... Ricochet, seeing Ricochet and EC3 and all those guys, and then just seeing, I cried. I'm not gonna lie, I got emotional when, when Adam Cole did the Adam Cole baby and the whole arena, 14,000 people did Adam Cole baby because I've seen him wrestle in front of 30 people and he couldn't even get all 30 people to do Adam Cole. So to see him get 14,000 people, especially when so many people, you know how many times I've heard Adam Cole's never getting over in NXT. Yeah. Adam Cole's never going to the main roster. Adam Cole's too small. He's never getting over. Dude has more charisma in his
Adam Cole's bomb.
Fuck. Nobody's more over right now than Undisputed Era. Undisputed Era might be the best thing in wrestling right now. And those guys, we've watched them come from nothing.
Yeah.
From nothing. And now they're like the biggest thing. It's, for me, it's so amazing because somebody was like, why are you so into this? I'm like, because watching these guys and seeing where they've gone and where they're now, it's like when punk rock and you see these bands that have worked so hard and then it's inspiring to me because when I see that, I'm like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can do anything. I know I say to tell this story all the time, but Emily saw Kevin Owens in a bathroom at a fucking Legion Hall brushing his teeth. And then we saw him wrestle in front of seriously 35 people. Him and Kyle O'Reilly were there and Drake. And now those guys are all in WWE. And I mean, fuck. It's crazy. I watched Kevin Owens wrestle in front of, well, allegedly 100,000 plus people. I think it was somewhere in the 90,000s. But seeing him and Sammy wrestle in that arena, in that stadium, having seen them wrestle that match.
In front of nobody.
Not nobody, but like 100, like in front of a Legion Hall. That Legion Hall. The fact that you can watch Steen Wolf, and you can watch them do that ladder match in the Legion Hall that you and I have been in, and there's like maybe 300, 400 people there, and then the fact that they did that same stuff in front of 100,000 WWE fans, and then worldwide, and that's forever. WrestleMania, that's a WrestleMania moment. Those are two guys from Canada. That's why wrestling's great. That's why everything's great. And like, yeah, dude, Daniel, I see all that shit live. That's what we do. Come to New York. Come to WrestleMania next year. We got lots of good shit planned. Real Kai Meds, things are happening. things are, we'll get into that too in a minute. Things that we got some big announcements, Real Kind Meds related, and show related. I mean, shit's on, dude. Shit's happening. But yeah, so then I went to WrestleMania, sat basically on the floor. I was first level riser. We were one riser up off the floor.
That's nice right there.
And like, I would have liked to have been a little bit higher, but I was still good. I never had like really any view problems, and it was just crazy being down there. Like, it was crazy because you could hear everything. You could actually hear, like, you could hear shit. It was nice. Just crazy. And there were just famous people on the floor, just famous people everywhere. Just fucking everywhere walking around. It was crazy. And there were so many people, I'm like, none of these people on the floors, we you know how wrestling fans get all snobby about, these aren't the true fans. I'm like, you need to be yelling that to the people on the floor. Nobody in the stands, everybody in the stands is a million times better fan than the people on the floor, because I can tell you most of those people are there to be seen. Yeah. It's like a weird celebrity
kinda
shit.
Like all the Arab guys at the Royal Rumble. Because
it's just like a social thing. WrestleMania is like a social, the floor is just rich people socializing and getting paparazzi pictures and getting seen to be seen. It was so weird. And I'm like, these people paid so much money, because like, I'd see like families and like the parents couldn't give two shits, and like people couldn't give, there's people just clearly couldn't do two shits. I'm like, you paid thousands of dollars to be here, you don't even care, and it doesn't make any sense, and like it's weird, and like it was so weird being down there, and I don't want
a money machine now.
Yeah. And then I went to Raw, and then I went to SmackDown, and I was just dead. I was just done. I was just done. I was so done. After SmackDown, I was walking, and Joe was like, yo, you want to go to Frenchman Street? And I'm like, I've been wanting to go to Frenchman Street all week. That's the real place to go. That's where all the music clubs are in New Orleans. Nice. And we had so much fun. We went to like five different places, saw five different bands for like no, like it was one drink minimum. It's all you had to, no cover.
Nice, nice.
One drink. And I would get a soda for $2.50.
Yeah.
You know, and we went to saw a bunch of great music, had a great time. Shout out to Joe.
Hell yeah.
He's always Joe in my book.
New Orleans, that sounds dope.
It was so much fun, dude. And then immediately, so I flew back, got back Wednesday, and then went right back.
Yeah, we went to bar.
We went to bar, and then I drove down, Sean and I drove down to San Diego. Bar was great. April O'Neil, we hung out. Let me, dude, we hung out with Moose. Shout out to Moose. Shout out to Johnny Yuma making his fucking bar debut this week.
Ducklings, the Ducklings tore it up.
Ducklings.
They're really good.
Was that show? Yeah, it was.
That was.
So then we had Fist in San Diego. That was crazy. And then we had Mav Pro in Burbank. So, and then I went to CWFH. I did all that. I did all that shit that weekend. That was crazy. Oh God, that was nuts. That's why I was sick.
Busyness.
That's why I kind of went a little crazy, because I did 12 shows in New Orleans and then did 4 more shows. I did 16 shows in like less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Tim's like, I slept for a week after, and I'm like, I went to 4 more wrestling shows. And then 420. 420 All-Star Weekend Night 1. Holy shit.
Young Bucks last match in Reseda, supposedly.
Yeah, but then as soon as we got there, you weren't there yet. We're talking to Super Dragon, and immediately he's like, this might not be the last show.
Well, yeah, because they says this might not be.
And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, we don't know. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what the Excalibur was saying.
So then Excalibur came out, and yeah, Excalibur said that, but like I knew that before.
It's pretty much going to be gone, I bet.
I think they're going to maybe do one show after Bola there, and then that'll be it.
Maybe a farewell.
If they don't, because I think what could happen though is that the deal will go through and then they immediately tear it down.
Exactly.
But they're saying they're not going to tear it down right away so that they might be able to do another show there after Bola. But that could change. Who knows? This deal might not go through, but then somebody else could swoop in and buy it and then immediately tear it down.
Care. Yeah.
And just immediately tear it down.
Yep.
So it just depends.
Anything can happen.
I think it's just, I don't think Larry's ready to let us all go, which is kind of depressing. Cause I feel like if, after this, like, what is Larry even gonna, like, what is Larry, I don't know, like, he's not gonna have anything if he doesn't have the Legion Hall. See you, Tim. Oh shit, it is midnight. We gotta wrap this up. So yeah, All-Star Weekend Night 1, we watched, that tag match. It was the Young Bucks. It was the Rascals and Chosen Bros, and Rascals won. I think people assumed Young Bucks were winning that match.
Oh no, I knew they were. If they were billing that as their last match, I knew they weren't going in as winning.
But I think they were gonna, not their last match, period.
But in Reseda,
that's what I'm saying. So let them win the belts and come into their first, because they haven't wrestled at the Globe yet.
That would have been too obvious.
But people are dumb and go for the obvious thing. Yeah. That's why I'm like, no. I think it's going to be the Rascals, because that will make that match the next night with Bateman and Brody that much more awesome. And it worked. That's what happened.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Chosen Bros can get those belts at any time.
Yeah.
They don't need the belts. They're Chosen Bros.
They're Chosen
and
Bros.
Also, Matt Riddle will be PWG champion soon.
Oh, yeah. It'll be time. He's already on the second match, if not the main event, when it's a tag.
Yeah.
So that just tells you he's climbing the card
and
already.
Cobb, too.
Yeah, same, exactly.
If he doesn't... I think Cobb's the next person to go to WWE. I think if any... The next person... If I were to say right now, anybody on the PWG roster to go next is Cobb. Because we know Riddle's not.
Yeah.
And we know Walter's not. Walter's already said no.
Cobb's got to finish out.
So it's Riddle, Walter.
He already finished his TV
that's
dates.
That's already
with,
done.
Yeah, it's already
his
done.
His Lucha Underground contract's over.
Yeah. That would make sense. Unless New Japan.
This one's saying.
Him up.
I think he's going to try. I think he's going to do New Japan for a while, and then he's going to do NXT.
That would be the smart thing to do, because you can build your.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the move now.
Yeah.
Get all established in New Japan to build your cred.
And then get over to NXT.
I mean, AJ Styles, like, that's the AJ Styles move. Except AJ Styles also had 11, 12 years in the business.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's still, New Japan is legitimizing people, and that's a way to legitimize yourself. It's what I guarantee you that's what Janela does.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Janela goes New Japan, NXT. That's going to be the new path. Because that's what helped Ricochet,
was
New Japan. I don't think Vince gave a shit.
Tearing up on PWG.
Yeah, and
too,
PWG.
Though.
But I think New Japan too, because I don't think Vince cared about, he only cared about
Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground in the sense that he, like, because I heard they tried to grab everybody, but the contracts, because, like, you know, if Vince could have signed Pentagon, like, they would have.
Well, yeah, dude, come on.
That shirt money. Can you imagine the t-shirt money on Pentagon and WWE? Do you know the Vince merchandising machine?
Oh,
how much money? You'd have masks, gloves,
all
that shit.
You'd be able to
your
charge
kid
no
would be running,
bucks a
yeah,
mask, though.
And, but you know your kid would be running around and all that shit.
Yeah,
but, like, that's the thing that Lucha Underground failed on, is, like, why haven't they merchandised the shit out of that?
Yeah.
Because of AAA. Well, it's also because of, that's why they changed it to Pentagon Dark, but then they didn't merchandise that.
Yeah, they didn't even,
so that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because the merch is where the money is, man.
Yeah.
And I think, and you know, and Vince knows that. So yeah, we did all that shit, and then we went to Ground Zero in San Diego the next weekend, and that was dope, and then EWF, 22nd anniversary show. 22 years, man.
Jeez, that's a long time.
Congratulations to Jesse Hernandez. And that show was dope. That Roman Gladiator match was nuts.
That was really good.
There's some major blood going on there. And then I went to Mav Pro that next day. That was amazing show. That show was crazy. How good. Mav Pro has gotten crazy good. Everybody needs to pay attention. Speaking of that, Mav Pro, June 23rd, we are going to have a table.
Yes.
That's the ECW show. So you, me, and Sean, hopefully you got to come.
Oh, I'll be there.
Sabu, dude.
It's summertime.
Shane Douglas.
That'll be good.
Grado.
Yeah.
Sean and Grado. Interview. Happening. Sabu. I've already talked to Sabu a little bit.
Really?
Well, talked to him at WrestleCon. Let me talk to you real quick about WrestleCon, and then we got to go. Shout out to Liz Savage, because I hung out with her and Crystal White, and I had the best Sunday at WrestleCon ever, because first I got to go. Shout out to Marty and Sarah, because they let me sit with them at the Mania breakfast at WrestleCon, and we sat next to Colt and with Amanda. We had such a great time, and Shane Douglas was our superstar. But let me tell you, when I told Marty that there was a chance that we could get Tennille at our table, man, we were like, can we rig this? Because that would have been nuts.
That would have been.
Oh, my God. He's like, she's not an option. I'm like, yes, she is. There she is. And Marty was like, oh, shit. But it was a lot of fun. And that breakfast was bomb, dude. Let me tell you. I have a really good... I'll have memories forever of that because two things happened that really meant a lot to me. Shane Douglas was just so nice. I'd met him before. And once I reminded him of that, he's like, oh, yeah, that. And he, talked about it a little bit. So I'm like, okay, you remember me a little bit. And so we talked, and he's like, well, Brendan, tell me about what you do. And he had all of us. He had everyone at the table, tell us what we do, what we did. And then when I told him I worked at a school, because, he was a teacher
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why Dean Douglas, the whole gimmick, because he was a teacher. I think he took a shine to me when I told him I work at a school. I'm the computer guy, because he's like, oh, you were my best friend. I'm like, yep, I'm every teacher's best friend. We were making jokes about that. And then he was asking me about just, tell me about yourself. And I'm like, well, I live by myself. And he's like, well, that's, good on you for, cause he's one of those kind of old school guys. Like, look at you. You pay your bills. I respect that. And I was like, oh wow. Shane, coming from one of those old school guys. I don't know. And then he's like, when I was talking to him, I got a little emotional about something. He's like, well, why are you? And I was just telling him about some of the things I struggle with. And he's like, well, you shouldn't struggle with that. And that's when he said, he's like, look at you. You have your own place. You made it here. You obviously have a passion and you pursue your passions. Colt was watching this, and I saw Colt get a little kind of emotional, about me having this moment with Shane Douglas. And I don't know it. It really meant a lot to me that, I was kind of bonding with two of them, on a different level, because then I got to talk to Colt a little bit after that, and I think Colt saw me a little differently after that, because I think he saw me being vulnerable with Shane Douglas, which was kind of surreal, in line to get omelets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After another surreal moment that happened there's so many surreal moments that happened. I'll tell you a couple, and then we really gotta go. But these are all these. I guess this is the Mania Stories podcast
what you title it.
Yeah, because then we were after Shane Douglas and I got our omelets. I was trying to get more food. No, we were before I talked to Shane Douglas. Before we had that conversation, I think we started joking because this happened. Shane Douglas and I are in line to get omelets. The line's pretty long. Because these are made to order omelets. I was just thinking about it. I'm really hungry right now. Larry Zbyszko walks in. This is the Mania Legends breakfast. There is so many, it's like every legend you can think of. I'm talking Brutus the Barber Beefcake, One Man Gang, Larry Zbyszko, Rock and Roll Express, damn, Jimmy Hart. Every legend you can fucking think of is there. Coco.
That's crazy.
WWE Hall of Famers, Hurricane, and they're just hanging out, and it's just it's all your rest, and these guys are so nice, and they're so used to talking to fans, and yes, some of them are hustlers, but they're getting free breakfast and shit, they're getting paid to be there, so they're just so cool. Yeah, and it's the end of the week for them, and they made their money, and they're just happy, and they're there with their families, and they're there with their wives, and so, they're just super chill, and It was amazing. So Larry Zbyszko walks in and he's just talking to us. He's just like, hi. And I'm like, hi, I'm Brendan. He's like, where are you from, Brendan? I'm like, this is fucking insane. Yeah. Larry Zbyszko, the man I watched like commentate on Nitro for like my high school, like, you know, the fucking, that was the Monday Night War. Like, this is Larry fucking Zbyszko. And he's just talking to me like a dude. And he's like, what are you guys in line for? And Shane's like, omelets. And he's like, omelets. He's like, well, they got eggs right there. And we're like, yeah, but we want omelets. He's like, you guys are a bunch of idiots. And then he goes and grabs eggs and leaves. And I'm like, did that just, and Colt Cabana just starts laughing. And he's like, did that just fucking happen? I'm like, that just fucking happened. And I'm like, it was Larry so,
Zbyszko, you jackass.
Just like, you fucking morons. He's like, there's eggs right there. And I'm like,
slap some cheese on, shredded cheese on that, take that shit to your table.
It's exactly, he's like, I'm too old to wait for omelets. That's what he said. And I'm like, God, dude, you're the man. You might be in, these people, they're all
That's
just.
That's when you get out of line and I'm following Zbyszko.
Steve Espinoza asked, Keith, you got any deals on CBD? We are actually working on
that. On it. Should be getting some CBD gummies, next week.
Next week, Steve. So getting on it. We're working on it. We're working on CBD stuff. We're working on other stuff.
CBD tinctures are extremely expensive.
They are expensive.
Extremely expensive.
But if you want to spend money, if you got the, if you want to spend some bucks, but we're working on gummies.
I'm looking at more affordable stuff.
Cookies.
Yes.
I got to talk to Steve about that. Not you, Steve. Other Steve. Too many Steves. Too many Steves. They'll tell some other Mania stories and then get out of here. So another surreal moment. Most surreal moment was, at that WrestleCon Super Show, going around the merch booths and realizing that I already knew everybody. And just, it was like not, there was no, I'm telling you, like, again, WrestleMania 30, I was too scared to even talk to these people. Uh-huh. And now, 4 years, 5 years later, I'm walking around and I'm just, hey, Brendan, what's up? What's up, Brendo? What are you up to? Oh, well, Brendo, I can't believe you're here. Like,
nice. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man. It was a whole different
change. Yeah.
And also just, and then meeting people. For instance, meeting Juice Robinson. Motherfucking Juice Robinson, CJ Parker.
Yeah.
Super cool dude. And I was like, yo, I kind of bombed you in the parking lot at the New Japan signing because they had their press conference. And we, like, when we realized that they were all escaping out the back, so me and Sean and like Big Eric and Val went around and we managed to, we saw him getting into a van and we just like ambushed CJ Parker. That's how I got that picture.
Oh, nice.
With Juice. And, but Tanahashi, the thing that I didn't notice was Tanahashi like snuck in while I was talking and Sean's like, you could have had Tanahashi too if you had been paying attention. And I was not, I was just so excited to talk to Juice. So here he's like, oh yeah, I remember that. And so then we were talking. And so then, this was so nuts. It's still crazy. This is how I knew. I'm like, I've hit a next level of fandom or something. I've hit the next plateau because I'm at Mania and I am in the mile long. The bathroom situation at the Superdome was fucking bad, dude.
Oh man, I couldn't imagine.
The line was so fucking long. So I, and you know me, I have to, like, I've been having some issues. And so, like, I have to pee a lot. And it's not diabetes. Everybody's like, people just assume diabetes. That's body shaming. I don't have diabetes. it's other stuff. And, so I'm like in line for the bathroom. And it's before the show started, and fucking Juice Robinson and Hiroshi Tanahashi just walk by, and before I make eye contact with Juice, and he's like, hey, how's it going? And I like, and then shakes, and then gives me a high five, and then just keeps walking, and I'm just, and just like, holy fucking shit. And somebody's like, you know Juice Robinson? I'm like, I guess so.
Of course I do. You don't know Juice Robinson?
And also, Hiroshi Tanahashi just walked by and nobody did anything. He's just walking around. Little Eric got his picture with him. That's just right crazy. In the concourse. And So I'm talking to Marty and Sarah while the fucking Golden Lovers are just like taking pictures right behind us. It was dope.
That's
And then Colt sold me a wrestling magazine from Japan that has Bobby Heenan on the cover, so that was awesome. And then that day with Crystal White and Liz Savage, we were just walking around meeting wrestlers, and she's like, "Oh, we gotta go talk to Rocky." And I feel like Rocky Romero knows who I am, so I'm like, "Oh, cool, we can go over there." But what I didn't realize is that all the New Japan guys were just hanging out at Rocky's table.
Dang.
So we get there and Tanahashi's is there and I shake his hand. And like, it's all I can do. Cause by this point I can't talk and I can barely talk. But with Tanahashi, that dude is stunningly gorgeous. Like, I don't care if you're a straight man, you would be like, this dude is gorgeous. And so I shake his hand, and then Suzuki's there, and fucking Kevin Kelly's there, and Cyrus, and then I turn around, and I didn't realize who it was because he's so small. Fucking Ishii is standing right next to me, and at that point I'm like, and mind you, I had, again, multiple edibles. So I'm just like, this is the best day of my life. I had had that Mania breakfast. I had had all those great moments. I had given One Man Gang, gave me a fucking hug.
Nice.
Unsolicited. Nicest man I've met in wrestling. So nice. And he said, he made me and Sarah both like tear up because he said, I was a heel in WWF in the 80s, so we didn't get to take pictures with the fans. Even the ones that wanted to, I had to be a bad guy and say autographs.
Say no, yeah.
So now to be able to take autographs and everybody tells me how much they love me, it means the world to me. And I was like, that's the most awesome thing.
That's crazy. I never really thought about that.
You never think about that, right? Yeah, he's like, I always wanted to take pictures and sign autographs, but I was a heel my entire career. His entire career. Yeah. He was never a good guy, ever.
Yeah.
He went from One Man Gang to Akeem. And Akeem was never a good guy. He was always a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then he was back to One Man Gang. So he was never... In WCW, went back to One Man Gang, never.
Yeah, he was never a babyface.
Never babyface, ever. So I don't know what, for him, he just loves doing it.
That's funny.
And it was so sweet. And then when I was talking to him and I was like,
it's probably a new part of the business that you don't get to experience.
And just to see, cause you hear about all these bitter old guys and he was so nice. And then to talk to him and I was like, dude, you did such a good, I was so scared of One Man Gang and I was so mad at you when you were Akeem and Twin Towers. He's like, that means a lot to me because that means I was doing my job. And then when, Liz introduced me to Danny Davis because she, the referee, the evil referee, cause she's doing his biography and she introduces me to him and I'm like, dude, I have to say, like, I hated you so fucking much. When you guys stole fucking Matilda and all that shit and he's like, thank you because that means I'm doing my job because I'm like, when I was 8 years old, I hated you and I'm like, I wanted every 8 year old to hate me. So thank you. And I'm like, I'm like, it did confuse me that they just let you go back to being a referee after that. He's like, I was always like, that's evil Danny Davis. Why are you letting him? Like, cause he was in like, when Raw started, it'd be like Danny Davis reffing. I'm like, what the fuck?
And Danny Davis was with the Hart Foundation, evil back in the day. I remember that,
Evil Danny Davis, evil referee.
Way back in the day.
And as a kid, I bought that hook, line, and sinker. Are you kidding me? And then they kidnapped Matilda, the British Bulldog's dog.
Matilda.
Fuck. Man, you've heard stories about how they got that dog drunk and high, right?
Yeah, I heard they gave him, I heard one where they gave the dog laxatives.
Yeah.
And
they did all kinds of things to that dog.
He left the dog in the hotel room.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. They gave the dog laxatives at the show and then left the dog in the hotel room, went to go out drinking, come back in the hotel room full of shit.
So yeah, Mad Pro was great. Then I went out to Alpha Omega in Victorville because I thought Yuma was going to be there, but he ended up being too sick to attend.
A good show?
It was a great show. got to see both Delilah Doom and Eli Everfly wrestle. Eli Everfly wrestled in a match with Chris Bay, Jude Diz, Black Jeez, and Owen Travers. It was fucking crazy.
Nice.
And then Funny Bone Watts.
Yeah, I like
Funny Bone. It was a great show. Funny Bone's great.
Yeah, Funny Bone.
One of the best entrances. One of the best entrances in the biz, I think. Funny Bone. Yeah. He's got his custom ring video and his music and all that cool shit.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah, fucking love it. Just really sets in his makeup. He's got it down.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's been doing this for a long time.
Really? I didn't know that.
He's older.
Really?
He's like our age, dude. Man. So, because like he wrote like he's too old, and then I looked up how old he is, and like, damn, he's been around. Like Bateman, dude.
Yeah,
Bateman's our age.
Yeah, Bateman's an older dude.
Yeah,
you can do. He looks older.
He's like our age.
Well, he's a punk dude.
Yeah,
punk dudes. But you
like,
gotta be
but
old.
Can you imagine wrestling like right now?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ,
no, dude.
Fuck no. Even
you
if I was
doing it for 20 years almost.
Because he's been doing it 18.
Yeah.
Well, Tornado. Shout out to Human Tornado announcing his retirement, our buddy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, and like we get some big announcements coming up. But speaking of that, so we got Bar tomorrow, but this won't be out by at Santino's, so we'll have already probably done that stuff. But we will be at PWG on May 25th.
May 25th, that's
so
right.
So that's going to be dope. The last, as far as we know, the last show in Reseda. So if you're going to be there, let us know. Hit us up. If you, Real Chi Meds 420 in the house.
Come check us out, too. We're going to have another booth at Peter and Ray's birthday party.
That's what, yeah. So we, like I already said, June 23rd, there. But also June 12th.
Yeah.
June 12th?
14th.
I'm sorry. Shit.
14th.
June 14th at Southgate at the
AWS
Legion
place.
Hall.
Yeah.
At the AWS.
Peter
venue.
And Ray come celebrate their
Peter
birthday
and Ray
party.
Surprise party. PP Ray surprise party. PP Ray versus who are they facing? Rockness.
Yeah, Rockness. Yes.
Hell
I
to the yes.
So, yes.
We also got CZW champion MJF against Bateman. It's a dope card.
Yeah, this would be a good card. Pinky Bravo there. Andy Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great. Sponsored by Real Chi Meds.
Wrestling
Come
guys
check us out.
Us. Yeah, a bunch
we'll
of
be
people.
There
It'll be
with
fun.
Hot Tub Guy. Come say hi. Buy your tickets.
Come say what's up. Get a sticker.
If you're a bar, Peter's going to be selling tickets and you get like a
you can get your pre-sale
bonus.
Tickets and,
you
and your goodie bag or your pin there, yeah.
So definitely going to come check that out. Check out Bar. Expo Lucha, September 1st through the 3rd in Vegas. That's not the right dates. Jesus. But the lineup on this is crazy, and we're going to be there. We're going to be doing live. We're going to be Facebook Live the whole thing. Facebook Live the whole thing on the Real Chi Meds page. Real Chi Meds is where we partnered up with the wonderful folks at Mass Republic, massrepublic.com. But expolucha.com, buy your tickets August 31st through September 1st. In Las Vegas. But they've got things planned all weekend, that weekend, the Thursday through the Sunday. And we've got shows. We've got, Blue Demon Jr., Rey Mysterio, Conan, Ultimo Dragon, Penta, Phoenix. Let's see who else we got. That's just like the people on like the front of this shit, man. Like there's so many guys. Let's see, we got La Parca, Juventud Guerrera, Taya, John Morrison, Solar, Super Astro, Psychosis, Super Crazy, Masquerita Dorada, Pirata Morgan, Damien 666, that's my wrestle dad, Puma King, so every luchador.
Anybody's gonna be there.
Maximo, Damus, Bastia 666, The Tiger, Casas, Willie Mack, El Snowflake, Human Tornado, let's see, Mecha Wolf, Brody King, Little Cholo, Serpentico, and they've announced a ton more, but they haven't updated their website, but they will, I hope. They need to. They need to talk to Ruben. But then they're going to be doing shows from Viva La Lucha, The Crash, Legends of Lucha Libre, and then CMLL. Like, they're just doing a ton of...
It's going to be a lot.
So it's going to be nuts. And we're going to be out there. It's going to be at the... it's going to take place at the Paradise Event Center at the Westgate Resort, which is closer to the Strip. It's just a couple blocks off the Strip. The old venue was 3 miles, so this is, like, way closer to the Strip. Free shuttles to the Strip and downtown Las Vegas for hotel guests. It's and then we're going to have the convention there. And you're getting the VIP includes meet and greets.
Nice.
Even the regular tickets include pictures, free photo ops with everybody.
Sweet.
So it's going to be dope. It's the ultimate Lucha Libre experience. Tons of guys from SoCal are going to be there. We're going to be there all weekend. Party. Weed is legal in Las Vegas, everybody. So, I mean, shit. Real Chi Meds and
got him smoke it. Yeah. You got them to smoke them.
So we're going to have, we're gonna be out there. We're going to be smoking. We're going to be in the hot tub out at the hotel. We're going to be doing interviews. We're going to be interviewing all kinds of people, luchadors, everybody. The parka in the hot tub is happening, 100%. Mysterio in the hot tub, hopefully happening.
That'd be dope.
Because all those guys are coming from All In straight to Vegas, or they're going from... Vegas to All In.
Yeah, back and forth.
Back and forth. So they're all there. Penta, Phoenix, everybody. It's going to be dope. Very excited. Man, it's been dope. It's exciting. I'm glad we're back recording. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But be sure to check out SoCalUncensored.com/events for all the latest shows. More shows coming up. I mean, shit, I've got on my list here upcoming shows. Let's see. I'm just checking any other future. Oh yeah, we got Santino's. I kind of want to try to go to the FMLL show on the 20th because Volador Jr. is going to be there. But I am going to be at that Comic-Con Ontario.
Okay.
But I'm like, if I get out, if my panel ends at like 1:30, I can make it out to that in El Monte because again, Volador Jr. is going to be there. It's like $20.
That isn't that bad at all.
But like Volador Jr.
El Monte, that's what, L.A.?
Yeah, but I'm already going to be out in Ontario. Yeah,
partway out there.
Already halfway there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thinking about it. I don't know. It depends. I'm already going to 2 shows this weekend. Kind of need to take it a little bit easy. Just because I took this last weekend. Last weekend, I think, was the first time I didn't go to a show in like maybe a year. Like, I didn't go to a show at least
once, something, huh?
Something during the weekend. No, not a year, but at least in several, like at least a few months. Because there's been something at least. I'll go out of my way at least once a weekend.
There's always something going every on somewhere.
Weekend. I gotta do every weekend. And that used to not even be possible.
Yeah.
I remember back in like 20, we started doing this show, that wasn't possible. Remember Emily and I, you would hear us on the show. We would make big deals out of, oh, there's an indie show coming up that we actually know about. I mean, AWS was running, but we didn't really know about it. And like, it wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff wasn't what it is now. And no, it was no, like,
a lot of it wasn't. Even EWF wasn't what it is now.
Dude, the AWF cards, I'm like, I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
But a lot of, and that's how it was for a lot of things. It was like, I don't know who these people are. So the only shows we went to were like QPW, and we went to MWE because it was like really cheap and we got in on it right at the beginning, and then they let us do all our stuff there. And you can still go back and listen to those original, we've got interviews with like Mikey O'Shea, we interviewed all kinds of people. We interviewed fucking Sheriff Andy from True Blood on an episode of MBWS. Interviewed Brian Cage. My favorite is Emily going all heel on Brian Cage and Kate trying to start some shit. But yeah, so I want to have Emily come back to PWG with us and we can all record a show together because that'd be like the ultimate. If we could get Emily and Veronica and have every co-host ever.
There you go.
The super show. We need that for like the 5th year of MBWS.
Dude in line.
5 years. Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to record more stuff in line just because we have it. That way we're not so like, oh shit, we gotta record. If I always have shit, we gotta do that more. We always get too stoned.
We always get too busy smoking.
But I'm not gonna stop doing that. So, right on. All right. I think we're good. Are we good? Yeah, you got any more? So. You got any Keith clips or anything? Anything? Any WWE talk? I mean, I guess we talked about WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, we I got, just what, can't Ronda, believe Ronda Rousey with her whack
Ronda
ass.
Rousey's been killing it.
I don't know, man.
I'm a fan.
I think that little whack ass little promo with Nia Jax on the red carpet was pretty
good. Oh, I missed that. I haven't seen that yet.
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it was pretty whack.
I've liked her up until this point. I think she's been doing good.
Had me sold after Red Mania, but I'm not digging how they're what they're doing now. But you know.
Really? Why not?
Too much too soon.
But she's Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she's Ronda Rousey. She's not just like some new wrestler. You can't just pretend.
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but you got to watch the promo. Okay. You'll see. It just doesn't fit for
I just,
me.
You can't just.
It's like watching porno
people,
actors.
But the people that act like she needs to start from the very bottom are like.
It's not so much that. It's the on-screen lines that they're using is just so overly done and horrible that it's,
but that's
like
not
I said,
100%
it's porno acting.
Her fault.
Well, that's like it is. The writers. You can act better.
Yeah, but the writers.
Yeah, but you gotta give some feel to it.
I mean, that's one of those things also, like, she is brand new to this.
That is true.
And she's mostly here to kick ass, and she's been kicking ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't, she's got the Four Horsewomen coming.
I hear Rusev may possibly want to be out of his contract within the next year.
They've been saying that forever. Everybody's been saying that.
I think it ends in 2019.
And it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. That's a good Keith clip.
That'd be sweet, though.
Not happening.
That one I got straight kayfabe news. No, just kidding. That was a joke.
Oh my God. I love when you would be like, Brendo, is this real? I'm like, that's kayfabe news. You'd be like, so? And I'm like, yeah, kayfabe news is all, it's the onion.
I got it now.
It's the onion of wrestling.
I got it now.
That's good. You got it now. The only thing is I can't believe that we're like at a point where we finally get AJ Nakamura and it devolves into like them kicking each other in the balls. Is that what we're
I'm
at?
I'm just kind of over it already.
Is that them kicking us in the balls? I think that's the right. I think that's Vince kicking us in the balls. I think that's what that is.
That's your
well, that's Road Dogg humor. Apparently, that's what they think is the height of creative writing.
Because
you know that's not their idea. You know AJ Nakamura Nock don't want to do that shit.
Here's your for your New Japan marks. Here's your classic match.
Here you
boom.
Go.
Yeah,
they had that Mania match, which was fine. People say it was boring. I was there. It was fine.
It was
liked it.
It was decent.
And then the next match, they're just kicking each other in the balls.
Yep.
We went from Mania Classic to kick each other in the balls.
That's why the next pay-per-view should be Great Balls of Fire.
Right?
You know?
Are they ever... You think that's coming back?
No, but...
I seriously think Vince somehow had realized he had the rights to that song. So they're like, we gotta use these because we paid this money. Because, like, that was... That didn't make any sense. Nothing about that show made sense.
Nope, it didn't.
I think it was an experiment.
But it nearly wasn't as bad as the Backlash.
I had fun watching Backlash. I don't know why.
I didn't even watch it, and I just heard how bad it was. So
see,
I was
but
like,
that's what everybody's saying. You gotta watch it. The opener match, Seth and Miz tear the fucking house down.
That's Seth and Miz, though, too. They're,
yeah.
The Miz,
but don't you want to watch that? Why don't you want to watch that? What are you into wrestling for besides watching good matches?
Like I said, I get more into the indies now. I can
yeah, but a good match is a good match.
A good match is a good match.
Don't be an indie snob. Don't go the other way.
I'm not being the indie
snob.
You
are.
I have limited time
with
what I can watch, so I gotta be selective.
Well, watch Miz Seth from Backlash. It's fucking dope. And there's some other good shit on Backlash. I don't think Backlash is as good as everybody.
Or as bad as everybody says.
I don't think it is. I disagree. I think people dogpiled on it, and most of the people, like you, didn't even watch any of it.
See,
and they're like, I heard it was bad.
I hear the
so
majority.
So then it became the show was bad.
And like I said, I got to, and plus when I can
watch. But like I'm telling you.
When I can watch Monday Night Raw, get my results.
Yeah, but if you're just watching for the results, like.
No, I'm not saying I watch for the results, but,
if you're
but
just,
I'm saying.
Are you even watching matches? Then I got to say, like, what are you doing?
I can't devote. 3 hours of
I agree.
3 hours of my night when I hear a majority of people saying that it's going to be bad, when I can get the wrap up on Raw and expect a better Raw. Everybody always says
it's bad and then it's not bad.
Not the majority. No, no, not with this one. This was there was a lot of people poo pooing it. A lot.
I'm not saying they weren't wrong. I'm just saying there was plenty. And I'm sorry, good.
You can put.
I'm a find the good guy, and I always find
you
the
can
good.
Put Miz and Seth Rollins at any point on the card anywhere, and they're going to tear the
and
shit down.
And you should
down.
Watch it. So you should watch it.
I may watch it maybe just for that one match.
It's really good. It's really fucking good. Fuck you, work email.
But yeah, like I said, limited time allows for a limited...
I understand.
...flow.
I respect that. Alright, with that note, we need to wrap this up. Because I've been saying that for the last half hour, and I need to get some food on the way home, and I already missed fucking Raising Cane's. I was gonna go on the way, but I knew I just took too long last time, and I knew you weren't gonna tolerate that.
That's all good. It takes long, anyway. You know. It's a late night, anyways, with these.
Well, because we take like an hour to get going.
Yeah, it's the dabs.
All right. Well. Thank you, everybody, and this was our busiest chat we've ever had.
Yep.
By far.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
RealKindMeds420.com. Deshaun's Two Cents on Facebook. Check out all his great interviews.
Peter and Ray's Surprise Party.
Peter and Ray's Surprise Party. Get your tickets now. Southgate, June 14th.
It's going to be dope.
July 23rd, Maverick Pro. Get your tickets for that now. Speaking of Shane Douglas, he's going to be there, my friend.
There you go.
I wonder if he'll remember me. I don't think he will. I'm betting even money that he will not. Maybe if I say Mania Breakfast, we bonded in the omelet line, you kind of made me cry. Maybe he'll remember that.
Maybe, huh?
I don't know. I think he... when you realize how many people these guys meet, exactly. Like in a given day... Yeah. Like hundreds of people. And that and all those people are telling him how great they are. You're not going to... No.
And I don't know. People told him they've met him before.
Yeah. And everybody, and their thing is like, sure, yeah, okay, bud. Yeah. When it's the second they say, yeah, bud, you're like, you don't remember.
Yeah.
I know that, yeah, bud. I've gotten that. I've done that, yeah, bud. Because people do that, because I can't remember everybody that I meet. And like, especially in wrestling, like, we meet tons of people, so I don't always remember people. Also, I'm stoned most of the time. Yep. So I don't. No offense if I yabud you. I don't mean to be mean. Just keep saying this your name.
A bad memory.
If you keep saying your name and you hang out with me enough, eventually I will remember your name. If you have a nickname, it's easier. Little John. Little Eric.
That's easy to remember.
Hot Tub. Sean. Well, Sean's easy. Hot Tub. But Little John. Little Eric.
There you go.
Brian DeBrain. Atox. It's easy. All right, Tornado. I'm just trying to think of all my friends. Now I'm naming all my friends.
There you go.
See you guys around. See you at the next show. Stay high.
And support your local indies.
See you next time, everybody.
Feeling peckish this midnight? Set your appetite for terror and reserve your ears for a feast of the sound. The Midnight Marinara podcast is here for you, intrepid listener. We sample only the finest and sinister stories and, coating them with our own unique spooky sauce, present them to you as eerie audio dramas. Tune in as Midnight Marinara sends shivers of fear and spasms of laughter through you. Bon appetit.
This podcast is a part of the BenView Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.